Are you pleased to be back in government, sir? Is this a fresh start for the Prime Minister? Pleased to be back, sir.
Former Tory Minister Anne Widdecombe's been reacting as the ex-Prime Minister is given a peerage, becoming Lord Cameron, and now Foreign Secretary.
I am just flabbergasted that David Cameron is back, and I have to say I've never been so glad that I finally found the courage to leave the Conservative Party.
Well, the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, has been sacked. It's after causing controversy by claiming there's bias in the police force. Her role's been taken over by James Cleverly, who was the Foreign Secretary.
I'm absolutely committed to stopping the boats, as we promised. We're also making sure that everybody in the UK feels safe and secure going about their daily business.
Well, Labour's commented, saying David Cameron's been brought back into government as a life raft for the PM. In other news, five people, all believed to be from the same family, have died in a house fire in West London. Emergency services were called to a mid-terraced home in Hounslow late last night. The father, Indy Gregory, says he's angry after the eight-month-old, at the centre of a legal battle, died following the withdrawal of her life support treatment. Her parents failed to convince judges that their daughter should receive treatment for a rare genetic condition. Storm Debbie is sweeping into northwestern England, where an amber alert's in place after causing disruption across the island of Ireland. Gusts of nearly 70 miles per hour have already been recorded in southwestern Wales and the Isle of Man. And thousands are gathering in Manchester to pay their respects to Manchester United and England great Sir Bobby Charlton ahead of a private funeral. The World Cup winner died last month, age 86. The cortege will pass Old Trafford before a service at the city's cathedral. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It was a terrible morning, wasn't it? And terrible overnight, but not bad at the moment. Quite a bit of sun this afternoon, although quite windy. Maximum temperature 15 degrees. Tonight, dry at first, into the evening with some clear spells. Winds easing inland, but staying breezy along the coast. Isolated occasionally, heavy showers developing through the early hours. It's going to be a mild night with temperatures down to 10 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Good morning. It's Eat My Brunch, not with Michelle, as is pretty obvious, but with Keith Rogers, and Michelle is back tomorrow.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Chance. standing in the wall, blindfolded with a cigarette, waiting for the fall.
Robbie Williams and The Bodies. Before that, Lenny Kravitz and The Chamber. You're listening to Phoenix FM on a Monday morning, just after midday. And this is Give Me Hope, Joanna.
Well, Joanna, she runs the country. She runs in Durban and the Terence Ball. She makes a few of her people happy. Oh, she don't care about the rest at all. She's got a system they call apartheid. It keeps a brother in a subjection. But maybe pressure will make Joanna see how everybody could live as one. Oh, give me hope, Joanna. Hope, Joanna, give me hope, Joanna, for the morning come. And give me hope, Joanna. Hope, Joanna, hope before the morning come. I hear she makes all the golden money to buy new weapons, any shape of guns. While every mother in a black Soweto fears the killing of another son. Sneaking across all the neighbors' borders, now and again having little fun. She doesn't care if the fun and game she play is dangerous to everyone.
Give Me Hope, Joanna, the title of that one. 1976 is where we're going to. I just started working at Radio Orwell. I was about a year into my stint at Radio Orwell in Ipswich in 1976. And looking at the top 10, interesting mix of stuff. We had Wild Cherry play that funky music. That was doing quite well. Demis Roussos, Greek singer. When Forever Is Gone. That was doing pretty well as well. And also Leo Sayo with You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. That's next.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You Make Me Feel Like Dancing from this week of 1976. That's the year we're featuring. Running through the top five then. I wonder, Scott Ross has just arrived. He'll remember all of these songs, I'm sure. Because he's quite old. Number five, When Forever Has Gone, Demis Roussos, the Greek singer. Quite a big lad he was. Number four, Tavares, Don't Take Away the Music. Leo Sayer, the one we just heard. Number three, Pussycat, Mississippi, number two, and quite a wistful sounding song at number one. Kind of makes me feel a little sad when I hear this one. Mainly because of the lyrics. If you leave me now.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, no, baby, please don't go. And if you leave me now, you'll take away the very heart of me.
It's a beautiful song, isn't it? But so sad. Chicago, If You Leave Me Now, that was our second song from this week of 1976. Catching up with the Travel in a few minutes' time. First of all, though, this is Pixie Lott and All About Tonight. Intriguing.
I bought a new pair of shoes. I got a new I'm so over you, and it's all about tonight. I'm going out with the girls, ready to show all the boys what I got. I'm letting go of the hurt, 'cause it's all about tonight. Yeah, the night is alive.
Pixie Lott all about tonight.
Phoenix FM travel news.
First things first, let me just mention the new traffic lights that have come into force, I think probably today. Maybe in there for a day or two, but they're certainly well established now. And that's on the A128 as you're coming in towards the centre of Brentwood. Quite close to the centre of Brentwood, there's three-way traffic lights. You know what the rotation is like with those. A bit frustrating. M25 clockwise, slow between junction 29, the A127, and junction 30, the A13. Braintree, the A131 southbound, that's slow between Broad Road and Marks Farm roundabout. A127 eastbound is slow between the Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road. What else have we got? Is that it? That is the lot. So not too much to talk about at the moment, but as I say, if you are coming up the A128 towards Brentwood, be prepared for those fairly long queues because of the three-way traffic lights.
Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. My friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Oh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Yeah.
Pow, China in Your Hand to Pow. Apparently one of the characters in Star Trek. I wonder if Scott Ross knew that. Did you know that?
I did know that, but I hadn't realised. Stupid of me. You say the name to Pow all the time, but it just hadn't clicked that it was from Star Trek. There you go.
I had to look it up a few weeks back, actually, the last time I played that song. Wasn't sure how it got its name, so I thought, oh, look it up. Yeah, to Pow from Star Trek.
Well, there you go.
Nice to see you.
Thank you very much. Good to see you too. Yeah. I'm sorry you had such a rough ride in.
Ah, dear. I mean, I may have just about got here on time if it hadn't been for those three-way roadworks.
Yeah, you know,
coming into... I thought, ah.
No. And then you had all the problem with Fair Glen Interchange. And saw that on the cameras. It showed it was absolutely horrendous. Well, it's all cleared now.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. Because when I got to the interchange, there was nothing there.
Yeah.
To prevent the traffic moving fairly smoothly. So I don't know why there was such a huge... There was a huge tailback there. I was held up for about 15 minutes, I think. Yeah. It was a massive tailback. It was moving, but very slowly.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about that. What about your show? What's occurring today on your show?
Well, today we're going to be talking about the First World War and how it linked up locally to some extent. We've got a few bits and pieces on that. And then in the second hour, we're going to be hearing about the people who slammed on the brakes to avoid a spider. Can you believe?
Spider?
Would you do that?
Well, you wouldn't be able to see it, would you?
Well, it was a tarantula.
Wow, well, in that case, I suppose you would see a tarantula, yeah. Yeah, well, that's an interesting one. Yeah. So that's Scott there, chatting away, and he's on air between 1 and 3 today. We've got our next and final retro chart of the day from 1996. I know you're not too hot on the 90s, are you, Scott?
Not so hot as I was in the 70s.
Yeah, we've got the Woolpackers. I must admit, I don't remember that. with Hillbilly Rock, that was doing quite well. I don't remember that at all. Woolpackers. Also in the top 10, Tony Braxton, Michael Jackson, and the Spice Girls. Spice Girls are next.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
You gotta take it.
1996 is the year we're looking at. Spice Girls, Say You'll Be There. Number two, running through the top five. Number five, Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart. Number four, new entry, Michael Jackson, Stranger in Moscow. Number three, East 17 and Gabrielle and If You Ever. Spice Girls, one we just heard, number two. And Robson and Jerome, their version of What Becomes of the Broken Hearted, number one. The one I've gone for is the number three.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Come on. The world, yeah. If you will find. Hey. My. The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right there you were the one.
But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, maybe you were more than just a friend.
Gabrielle, If You Ever. Here's a song from Queen. I'm not sure whether they get away with this title nowadays in the rather strange times we live in. Fat Bottom Girls. Would they get away with that title nowadays? Don't know.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
La la la.
Oh, Leanne, Louise and Ziggy and Oh No. And just one more song to go before we have the news. And then it's Scott Ross. And this is Casey and the Sunshine Band. Casey and the Sunshine Band, that's it for me. Michelle, back tomorrow.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.